The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and happy April Fool's Day. Welcome to another episode of Nick and Roy's Bloopers and Best Of Season 7.
Totally useless information.
Nick and Roy deliver totally useless information season after season. Today, we look back at some of the bloopers and blunders, as well as some of their favorite news stories. Let's kick things off with Nick's ability to stay focused.
Well, let me give you a little brief history of the egg carton, because it was a Canadian invention. In 1906, a man named Thomas Peter Bethel made the jump from basket to box with an invention known as the Raylite egg box, made from wood. No, this is not the right one. Hang on just a sec. Three. Hold on. There we go. Three.
Roy has trouble with some of the things he says, too.
Attention, globin. Attention,
hemoglobin. Attention, hemoglobin.
Hemoglobins. Attention, hemoglobins. Now, take me to your leader.
In season 7, Nick invited Mark Cullen, one of his radio colleagues from the past. Mark is Canada's favorite gardener. In this clip, Nick tries to play the theme song that aired on the radio. The key word here is tries.
I'm going to bring us back a little bit, and if the audience can indulge us for just a few moments. Mark, your reaction to this.
It doesn't sound like anything to me.
Oh, you don't hear it?
No.
Wait a minute.
Do you hear it, Mark?
There's something there. I heard a little boom-de-boom. That's all I heard.
Oh, hold on.
Play it again, Nick.
Hang on.
I just hear boom, 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 and then it disappears.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this. Thank God I'm an audio expert, huh?
You can always fill it in. What is it?
Yeah, no, Nick? I will. It's the old Garden Show theme that we used to play every week.
Yeah. I hear it now. Good. Yeah.
Well, you got a little bit more. You squeezed a little more juice on that lemon.
Yeah.
It's called the Muskrat Ramble. And it's Chet Atkins who performed that. Now, do you remember that theme?
Oh, how could I forget it? Like, it goes through my head every night before I go to sleep.
Nick,
lucky
Nick
me.
Nick wrote that tune in 1943.
That's right, exactly.
And Roy, get rid of it.
And Roy recorded it.
At the end of every show, Mark had a saying, keep your knees dirty. When Nick asked Mark where he got that from, Roy piped in with the answer.
Before you go, you always ended your show with, keep your knees dirty. Where did that come from? No. No. Three, two.
Sorry, Mark.
Jesus. This is why this is not a live show, Mark.
Three, two.
You're listening to Nick and Roy's Bloopers and Best of Totally Useless Information of Season 7.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Nick and Roy pride themselves on being able to provide useless information every week. However, pronouncing words correctly can sometimes be a challenge.
Speaking of hot cash, there are ATMs in Japan that heat the banknotes to 392 degrees Fahrenheit for 1/10 of a second. Okay, 392 degrees Fahrenheit for 1/10 of a second. Why? To decontaminate the bills before they're issued to customers. And as a result,
I thought the first time you said it sounded like you were speaking Japanese.
Yes.
To decontaminate
the bills. The bills after this process are 90% bacteria free.
In this next clip, Roy has no problem correcting Nick when it comes to speaking properly.
Elvis was also somewhat of a superstitious 3-2. Elvis.
Superstitious.
He played. Tat-toe. 3-2.
Roy has been married a long time. In fact, almost 40 years now. He says he has the formula for a happy marriage.
Blah, 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 blah. By the way, that is the new language that I hear after being married for
almost 40 years.
40 years. Yeah, 40 years. Exactly. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful.
From time to time, Nick and Roy feel like telling a joke on the show.
There was a joke where an Italian young lady got married and she's never been with a man before. And so after the wedding, of course, they didn't go to the honeymoon. They went to the mother's house upstairs. So she comes downstairs and she says to the mother, "Mama, Mama, I'm so afraid." He took off his shirt. She goes, "Don't worry, go upstairs and you take care of your husband." She comes back down a few minutes later. She says, "Mama, Mama, he took off his pants." "Don't worry, go back upstairs, take care of your husband." Now, what we have to tell you is that her husband had a war injury. He only had one foot. So when she came down again, she says, "Mama, Mama, he has a foot and a half." She says, "You stay down the stairs. I go up the stairs." Because he's got a foot and a half.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Not you.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
You're listening to Nick and Roy's bloopers and best of totally useless information of season 7. Don't forget to check out nickandroy.com. There you will find the full library of episodes that you can catch up on. You can also click on the Nick and Roy store. You can order special birthday and anniversary messages. Remember, nickandroy.com. If you're a fan of the show, you know that Nick and Roy have been friends for a long time. They've always been there for each other, as you can hear in this next clip.
Radar is an acronym. 3-2. Radar. 3-2. Yeah. Radar, which is wow. Okay, this is one for the bloopers.
All right, ready? Radar, which is actually an acronym.
Radar, which is actually an acronym.
One of the 18 topics that Nick and Roy cover on the show is inventions. Nick found a product just for you if you're stuck in traffic and really have to use the loo.
Going for long drives can be risky, especially in circumstances where you think you may need, to use the bathroom. Introducing the portable car toilet, which are great for using on the go and makes it easy to use the bathroom without being messy, difficult to clean, or requiring you to go somewhere else specific to use the restroom. Because what if you're stuck in traffic? In comes this wonderful invention,
the portable car toilet.
Exactly. Introducing these portable car toilets, which are great for using on the go and making it easy to use the bathroom. The in-car toilet includes a seatbelt design. It makes it easy to lock into your car when it's time.
Well, that's better, because if I'm using it, I got to strap myself in.
That's right.
If the sunroof is open, I could come flying right out. That's
right. Like one of those marshmallow peeps.
Yeah, you'll hear 3-2-1, blast off. We have ignition.
The portable toilet includes a double-layered sealed seat that uses a rubber ring to keep from leaking between compartments. In between the portable toilet seat and the box itself, it's really convenient because it's also space for replaceable 6 to 8 gallon waste collection bags. 6 to 8 gallons.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to hold around in your car. I put that thing on the hood of my car. This way, if there is any leakage, I just turn on the windshield wipers.
It's a new type of washer fluid. Finally, the bottom of the portable bathroom seat includes the toilet box compartment itself, as well as a fixed buckle for use in the car. Buyers of the portable toilet have positive things to say, with the product getting somewhere between 4 out of 5.
Yeah, they have positive things to say, like, oh.
they rated 4 out of 5. The purchase of this particular portable toilet comes complete with a toilet, a ceiling lid, 10 replacement collection bags, a cleaning brush, and a non-slip mat.
I'd hate a non-slip mat. That means there was some leakage. And I'd hate to be there when you run out of bags.
Wait, there's more. Plus a user... Wait, there's also a user's manual.
Okay.
In case you need to know.
Sit, push.
Okay, now this is a serious thing because if you have to go to the bathroom, this is the product for you. Available on Amazon for $86. It is not an endorsement by any means by Total Uses Information with Nick and Roy.
Nick and Roy were discussing the inventors of the Richter scale, Charles Richter and Bino Gutenberg. Roy was trying his best to come up with a joke about how the scale measures earthquakes.
So it was Richter and Gutenberg, huh?
That's correct.
So Richter used the numbers like 7, 8 Richter.
Yes.
On the Richter scale. So it was like an 8 Richter. And Guten used names like strong and very and things like that. So if it was a 9 on the Richter scale, it was a good, it was a, it's a tough joke to get out.
I know, okay. I think I know where you're going.
Okay, 3, 2. So if it was a 9 on the Richter scale,
right,
it was a very on the Guten scale. So it was a 9 Richter, very Guten.
Right, very Guten. You know what?
That was about as confusing as your thing.
Listen, that sounded very, very German. It's very Guten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Guten.
Guten.
In this next clip, Nick has trouble with the word facts.
In fact, they use the same stage. Here's some bonus facts. See, you thought you were just listening to just a few flax. Sure, some flax seeds will help you go. Some flabbing.
Or play a little tic-tac-toe.
That's right. So you can have some flax seeds while you're watching the game. But what would happen is they would
use... Could be a prostate, I tell you.
It is. I couldn't put my finger on it. So they use the same stage as The Price is Right. And that same stage in CBS Studios was also the same stage that the Carol Burnett Show was filmed on.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The last segment on every show is dedicated to news from around the world. And some of the stories are really strange. In this sample, a woman tried to run over her boyfriend because he took one of her fries.
A woman faced court over accusations that she tried to run down her partner down under. It's in North Adelaide in Australia. After an argument.
I was going to say, I thought she was aiming.
No. That's right. Yeah. She tried
I'll
to run him over.
Down under you. Son.
Down under and use the bidet. Yeah. Well, this is what happened. So this is after an argument that they had because, well, her partner claimed that, well, he took her fry. It started over a chip, a French fry. Charlotte Harrison was claimed that it was an accident, that she was trying to drive to the police station but hit the wrong pedal and accelerated.
That's no accident, Nick. That's no accident. That's revenge. That's French fry revenge.
That's right. So she said that she hit the wrong pedal and accelerated rather than brake. So her partner, Matthew Finn, told the news that their argument had allegedly started when he allegedly, I love how they throw allegedly around,
allegedly.
Asked for a chip out of her chicken and chips pack because she ordered a chicken and chips pack. He said
did he think it was strange when she hit the pedal and screamed viva la frite?
No. He says, I thought she was finished. Yeah, I should have asked her for that chip. So he's admitting it. See, that's one thing.
Already admitted guilt.
Yeah.
You admitted guilt.
So Finn left the car and was walking when the alleged chase.
So it was fish and chips?
No, it was, it was chicken and chips.
Oh, chicken and chips.
Yeah,
Finn was eating chicken.
That's right.
Good thing his name wasn't Wing, because then it'd be really confused. But go ahead.
I didn't realize he was Asian. Finn left the car, was walking when the alleged chase at Melbourne Street began. She came straight at me, he told police. But Harrison said in her bail application she had no intention to try to harm him.
No, she was just hungry.
Finn attended court to support Harrison, but left halfway.
So he's still in love with her,
no.
even though she ran him over.
Yeah, but then he left halfway through.
Uh-oh. So he realized that this was not a one-time offense.
It seems that there's other problems going on because the magistrate, I guess what they call judges, ordered a home detention report, so house arrest. But Harrison will remain.
He ordered her another thing of fries he should have done.
That's right.
Short. He didn't even have to do it in the court. He could have just done it in a little box with the clown face.
He should have just said, you know what, I sentence you to house arrest.
Why didn't he just bang the gavel and say, Finn, you need to spend $2.75 and buy her another order of fries.
That's right.
And make it supersized. Bang. Go ahead.
Bang. Out. Done. That's right.
Because, Finn gets run over, and she becomes the people are feeling bad for her.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Because he had no business putting his grubby paws on her fries, on her chips.
Yeah. If you're gonna try to steal some chick,
no,
you better not use your fingers.
Not chick, chip. He didn't try to steal
chip. I know, but she had chicken in that thing, too, because we don't know what he got his hands on.
That's right. We're not sure. That wasn't the...
You know, his grubby little greasy fingers were muddling around inside of all kinds of stuff. She doesn't know. She should check.
Hey, here's an inventory. This is all the totally... We've run out of totally useless information.
And where's this? Australia? I'm glad it wasn't Florida, you know?
Well, close enough. You know, if you...
You notice, folks, how Nick isn't doing Florida things in the news. You know why? Because he's coming down here and he's scared.
That's right.
He's a scared. Yeah. You're a scared.
Never mind. I might even become one of these news items.
And finally, only in Florida, we find a news story about a nude man in the news. Nope, it wasn't Roy.
Neighbors in Stuart, Florida, upset. They're really upset about a man doing his yard work in the nude. Despite telling neighbors, the man is not breaking any laws.
People, he wasn't?
No. People who live in this neighborhood say their neighbor does yard work around the house naked, and they say that they call the sheriff's office, but the deputies say there's nothing they can do. One resident came out Sunday night to put the trash out, and I look over, and as the person said, and he is bent over, winding up his hose, and I'm like, that's my view of my neighborhood.
Yeah. The guy was winding up his hose. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Concerned neighbors wanted to crack down on this naked truth. The man who lives at the end of their street is a nudist.
He's a nudist.
That's right. So you see
he
what
falls
I
under the spare the rod law.
I'm going to repeat the last lines there because this was cleverly written. Oh, I wrote this. Concerned neighbors want to crack down on his naked truth. The man who lives at the end of the street is a nudist.
Crack.
Okay. He works on his
crack.
He works on his car. He does it naked, and everyone has called the police.
Wait, he doesn't just do yard work. He works on his car.
He works on his car too. He works on his car.
Does he do anything like with the muffler pipe?
No. I don't know if he's changing his catalytic converter or not. I'm not quite sure.
That's not all he's changing. I'm going to tell you, this guy. Now, where is this in Florida?
Stuart, Florida. Where is Stuart, Florida?
No, come on. There's got to be laws that you cannot do yard work naked. Although, you know, I tell you, I've seen some people do yard work down here in bikinis.
Yeah, but that's acceptable because you're in a beach town, right?
You're damn right it's acceptable.
Is it according to the law? No, it's according to Roy. So he works on
investigated every single case.
That's right. And he tested the strings. And imagine some of them were G-strings.
For hours.
That's right. This guy works on his car naked, and everyone has called the police, but he's just out there doing his yard work and whatever car work that he needs.
Sure, yeah. You need a tune-up, you got to do a tune-up.
And
you know?
The neighbors just can't bear it. Have some...
bear it. You think the guy would get a pair of overalls or something?
No, underalls.
This guy that you're talking about is he's quite the daredevil. Now, you think about this. You lean over into an engine, Nick. There's a lot of moving parts. You know? You might not want to lean too far in, if you know what I mean. It might get you, you know?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, but it doesn't indicate if the guy was Jewish or not. That is not private at all. This is very public, one neighbor said. they can't bear it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this is Florida, so anything goes down here. We're pretty much now the state where anything goes. Think about it. Most of the people are moving from Chicago, New York, and California are coming here. Mm-hmm. So basically, all the lunatics in the United States are moving to Florida.
That's right.
Okay, so it's not going to... You know that person's from California.
Probably.
They're like... You know, free love and all this stuff. They're running around naked.
Wait a minute. I just realized you're right. They are from California. You know why? Because he was
right.
Showing his California raisins.
You've been listening to Nick and Roy's bloopers and best of totally useless information of season 7. Season 8 starts next week. Nick and Roy will have more interesting and intriguing guests and all of the totally useless information you can handle. Thanks to everyone for supporting the show.
That's it for this episode of Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy. We thank you very much for listening and coming along for the ride. We really do appreciate it. We will scour the internet and other sources as well as our staff. They'll check everything out, gather totally information just for you.
Yes, and we'll even gather totally useless information for you.
What did I say?
You said totally information.
That's right. Let's insert useless.